I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. Layers of doubt is broken with the hammer of quest. Questions are the key to ignite the thinking process. Teachers must teach their students the importance of asking 3 magical letters, which are ASK, ask. If teachers can somehow train them in what to ask, how to ask, and most importantly, when to ask, learners can achieve any aim in their lives. Do you know that questioning skills can solve many problems? Many professionals are formally trained in probing skills to resolve critical issues just on a phone call. Think of technical support industries. Their job is about resolving customers' issues 24/7. And how do they do it? They do it just by asking the right question. Right question, right solution requires a right question. You might have experienced that in a classroom of 40 students, only few of them ask questions. Rest of them, they just nod. This becomes very challenging for a teacher to gauge if everyone has understood the topic taught in a classroom. Though we all get the importance of asking questions, many of us fail to develop probing skills among learners. Here are a few techniques for developing questioning skills among students. You can try them. Number 1, set a rule by saying no question is a silly question, which means all the students can ask any question they want to. Number 2, ask question and try to elicit from students. Don't just give them the right answer in the beginning, try to take it from them by framing your questions. Number 3, encourage students through guessing games more often. Write anything on the board what you're teaching, maybe a data point, a vocabulary or a word, and then ask them what bell it rings in their mind. And we all will guess and later we'll find out the answer. Create a suspense. Number 4, follow test, teach, test method before you begin the lesson. Number 5, back up your lesson plan with quiz at the end. Number 6, do a recap before moving on to the next topic. And you can follow any technique for recap, like you can play some games like tic-tac-toe or again a guessing game, you know, and ask question and help them guess what was the topic taught last time. Number 7, teach them the difference in open-ended and closed-ended questions. Number 8, address the student by his first name or her first name before asking the question so that they become alert. Number 9, frame your question to seek opinion instead of seeking the right answer, right? Such as, don't just directly say, what is the answer to this problem, John? Instead say, John, based upon the facts that we have discussed today, who do you think has stolen the watch in the story and what makes you think that? Number 10, encourage students to ask questions to their peers also. Remember that asking questions should not sound like an interrogation in the classroom, but it should sound more like a conversation. The idea is to involve all the students. Okay, remember the story when a man went to the doctor complaining of a pain in his leg, right? And doctor found out that it was not his leg which was a problem. In fact, it was the shoe he was wearing. So right question can save a leg.